Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Calm. You know that feeling when your emotions are running wild like a runaway roller coaster? We've all been there, right? It can feel overwhelming, messy, and frankly, kinda exhausting. But what if I told you there's a superpower we all possess that can help us navigate these emotional storms with grace and composure? That superpower is called emotional intelligence, or EQ for short. Now, before you roll your eyes and think another self-help buzzword, hear me out. Emotional intelligence isn't just about being nice or understanding people's feelings, though that's definitely part of it. It's about having a deep awareness of your own emotions, how they impact your thoughts and actions, and learning to manage them effectively. Think of it like this. EQ is the key to unlocking your inner calm and resilience, allowing you to make decisions from a place of clarity, build stronger relationships, and achieve greater success in all areas of your life. So, what are some practical ways we can boost our emotional intelligence? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you become the master of your emotions. 1. Check your emotional radar. Imagine your emotions as a dashboard with different gauges. You've got joy, anger, sadness, fear, all those colorful lights flickering. The first step to emotional intelligence is learning to recognize and label these emotions accurately. Ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? Is it frustration, disappointment, or maybe even excitement? The more aware you are of your emotional landscape, the better equipped you'll be to navigate it. 2. Dig deeper than surface feelings. Ever had that gut feeling like something just wasn't right? That's your intuition whispering. Emotional intelligence involves understanding the root cause of your feelings. Instead of just saying I'm angry, ask yourself, why am I angry? Is it because someone didn't respect my time, or is it stemming from a deeper insecurity? Getting to the core of your emotions gives you power over them. You can address the underlying issues instead of just reacting impulsively. 3. Master your emotional language. Words have incredible power, right? But how often do we use them effectively when expressing our feelings? Emotional intelligence involves being able to articulate your emotions clearly and respectfully. Instead of saying you always make me mad, try something like I feel frustrated when I feel unheard. This allows for a more productive conversation and helps build stronger connections with others. 4. Practice self-compassion. You're human, so it's okay to have ups and downs. Emotional intelligence includes being kind to yourself, even when you make mistakes or feel vulnerable. Treat yourself with the same understanding and compassion that you would offer a dear friend. Remember, everyone has their own emotional journey. Be patient and supportive of yourself along the way. 5. Build your emotional resilience. Life throws curveballs, that's a fact. But emotional intelligence equips you to bounce back from setbacks stronger than before. When faced with challenges, remind yourself of your strengths, practice mindfulness techniques like deep breathing, and seek support from loved ones. By cultivating resilience, you can navigate life's storms with grace and emerge even more empowered. Think about a time when your emotions got the best of you, maybe during a heated argument or a stressful presentation. Did you lash out? Feel overwhelmed? Chances are, if you had a better understanding of your emotions at that moment, you could have handled the situation differently. Maybe you could have taken a deep breath, calmly expressed your feelings, and found a solution together. See how EQ can make all the difference. So, remember folks, emotional intelligence isn't just about being in control of your emotions, it's about understanding them, embracing their complexity, and using them as powerful tools for growth and connection. The key takeaways today: recognize your emotions. Dig deeper to understand their root cause, express yourself clearly and compassionately, and build your emotional resilience like a champ. Now go out there and unleash the power of EQ. Take a moment today to reflect on how you're feeling. What emotions are coming up for you right now? How can you practice one of these key takeaways in your daily life? Share your thoughts with me, I'd love to hear from you. And don't forget to subscribe to Stoic Calm so you never miss an episode packed with practical wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, keep striving for that inner calm.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.